seems to me that what is a cliche at the end of every year, particularly appropriate this year, is they make sense of it all. It's been a tough year. It's been a relentless year. And so I'd like to focus on what it seems to me to be the three major agents battering us down and see what that may have to do to illuminate Christmas. And picking up the big scandal of the stock market, Goldman Sachs, Enron, Global Crossing, Tyco, the list is depressingly long. Anybody who's seen their life savings sort of dribble away to near nothing knows what I mean. Then, of course, there's a day-by-day intensification of accounts of abuse in the Roman Church by its priests, by its nuns, its brothers, and I think even more tellingly by its bishops, by many of them. Two-thirds of the American hierarchy is estimated. Every day, more and more, it's over. No, it's not over. There's more stuff. And finally, there's this non-stop bugle bellowing from the White House about the axis of evil, about our need to destroy evil, seek it out and destroy evil. Now, what has this to do with Christmas? I think in this sense, if you look at those three phenomena, they're both severely distorted forms of love. We're talking about love, basically, and in a very real sense, love as well as fear does make the world go around. Love comes in many shapes and can be defined in a variety of ways. I mean, the guys who ran Enron love. They love money, they love power. They love trillions of dollars. And all that, the impulse was love. The impulse was truly love. You can't explain it any other way, I'm sorry. So these guys did what they did out of love for themselves. And then you look at the bishops and the priests, and some of the disgusting accounts of the sort of foreplay that some of these guys engaged in was to say that this is going to be a sign of God's love for you. If we have intercourse, I can compromise you. God's presence in your life. And then when we see over and over bishop after bishop after bishop denying, evading, protesting, writing confidential letters of encouragement to these very hangmen. There's love there too. It really is love. It's love of an institution. It's love of one's status. It's love of one's reputation. It's real love. I mean, love drives that. There's no question about that. Love is the classic definition from Aquinas that, you know, Aristotle, love is the attraction to what one sees as good. And those guys all acted out of love. And when we come to Dukkha, there's no question. Love of country. Love of country. These men hate freedom. These men hate democracy. These men hate motherhood, after five. Everything that we stand for, they hate. And they're evil. And if you practice enough selective amnesia, as to America's role in the world in the past century, I suppose we could justify that. This kind of unexamined sense of one's own self-righteousness. That's love. That's love. I love what I think is good. And that is figure of Jesus. Who loved too. It's going to strike me in a different way, of course. I suggested last Sunday that probably the most telling definition of somebody who's religious is somebody who's attentive. Attentive to the world in which he or she exists. And that's precisely remarkable thing about this man. He was